Are you ready to rock your 2018 and be gorgeous, fabulous, feel fantastic? You gotta hear this today. I'm sharing my Glam Girls New Year's resolution.
Get on
list.
The Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
We are aging Wells on the Julie Tussey Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age Wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby. Giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you, everybody, so much for joining me today. Oh, my goodness, it's almost 2018. I cannot believe it. It's going to be fantastic. I just interviewed Heather Robertson of HalfSizeMe.com, and she will be on next week's podcast. So that'll be actually released January 1, 2018. Woo, woo! So excited about that. So get ready to set some great resolutions. I want to tell you, but I'm so glad that Christmas is over. You all know I had to even do a podcast called How to Overcome Your Grinchy Side because I had to overcome my Grinchy Side this year. And I'm here to tell you I made it. I actually made it through and I am fine. I did enjoy the holidays. My baby got me a new Michael Kors purse, which you can see on the Julie Tussey Show fan page on Facebook and on also Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram, the Julie Tussey Show. So you can go and see it there, but it's beautiful and it's black and it's studded and it's so glamorous. So glamorous. I love it. And I got a bunch of Godiva chocolate that I'm going to have to put away and eat one piece every day for a year. But I love chocolate. You all know that. So as long as I'm watching what I'm doing, I'm sure I'm going to be okay with that. How are you? Did you survive the holidays? Phew. It was wild around here. You know, I've talked about this before. We're building a house in Boone's Trace in Madison County, and it's Richmond, Kentucky. And we're about, the drywall is going up today. So you know we're about done with this thing. And it's a spec home. So it's beautiful, gorgeous. I got to do the interiors. And you all know secretly my inner dream is to be an interior designer. But no, I'm a podcaster. Because I'm kind of good at that too. So I love podcasting. It's my favorite thing and it's a lot easier, I'll tell you that. But I get to live that little fantasy with these homes that we're building to sell and I love it. So we had all that on our plates and it was just crazy. I found out I'm going to be a glamma again, and my daughter that lives here with us in the same city, she is having her first baby, and we're so excited. So I've got two granddaughters in Michigan, and now I'm going to have a grandbaby here locally. So, so excited. I'm sure you'll get to hear all of the wonderful things about that, because on the Julie Tussey Show, we tell you everything. Well, I was thinking about what to talk about today, and I came up with this list. You know, New Year's resolutions for me have been a nightmare in the past because for some reason, my whole and entire life, I've always wanted to lose weight every January 1st. And I've set goals, and you want to learn about a weight loss struggle, just kind of go back through the podcast, and you can find out how I actually got down 24.4 right now. Woo-woo! After the last year. I'm very excited about that because it's been a very severe struggle. But I said all that to say every year at the beginning of the year, I would set a New Year's resolution thinking it was going to be different. And it never was. So I did a program called The Resolution Solution. And it's how to break the habit of making a resolution and just dropping it and not fulfilling it. So that is going to be next week with Heather. We talked about the resolution solution for weight loss. But today I put together a list that I'm so excited about. You may or may not know, but on Facebook, I have a secret group for the women that are interested in my glamour side, and it's called Glamour Girls. And of course, you can find me on Facebook and message me, and I can add you to the group if you're interested. But I've always loved glam girls. It's one of my favorite things. I love glamour, and I love beauty, and I love fashion, and that's why I do a lifestyle podcast. But I decided to make up my own Glam Girls New Year's resolution list. So I made a list of things that if you want to be a glam girl and you want to feel better about yourself and you want to be current and you want to get into shape and you want to feel good about yourself and feel sexy, I put together a great list how to be good to you and how to look fantastic. I'm just going to start right from the top. And you guys, this is so fun. They're going to shock you. But of course, I think I'm shocking in a lot of ways to a lot of people. Yep. So my Glam Girls New Year's resolution list is number one, wear more eyeliner. Yep, I said it. Wear more eyeliner. You know, you can go on YouTube and you can see all kinds of ways to wear really cool eyeliner. I did a Lashtastic podcast. It was episode 68, and I talked about how to make great wings. I think even did a whole podcast on wings, eyeliner wings, so you can look that up too. But you need to wear more eyeliner, and you'll see that if you can make your eyes pop, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. But you'll be so cool. You'll be so in. You'll be so on point. You'll be so trendy. You'll be so extra. That's what my daughter, my teenage daughter, says. I'm extra. Okay, I have to look that one up. I think it's because extra special, but who knows? So wear more eyeliner. If you don't know how to do it, grab a girlfriend, watch a video, listen to a podcast, do whatever you have to do, but learn how to wear your eyeliner, because I'm sure if you're listening to me, you have beautiful eyes and you want to highlight them. And when you do great eyebrows and great eyeliner, girl, you're going to be rocking it. You can also do your false eyelashes too. Number two, take a long hot bubble bath. And then when you're done, rub yourself down with oil, baby oil. I think Nivea makes a body oil, coconut oil. You can, there's so many oils. Just do a little research and find out what your favorite is. But make yourself all oily and then towel dry gently. Oh, it's been winter and dry skin is just horrible. So if you want to be a glam girl, that's what you got to do. You got to take care of your skin and give it some love. Number three, listen to a steamy romance novel on Audible. Now, I have to highly recommend this if you've been married a long time, because it'll kind of put you in the mood. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about right now, girl. Listen to me. You got to take care of that man, and you got to have a great love life. And steamy romance novels, they will take you away. They are like a Kelgon take me away thing. You all know I love Julia London, and she is actually coming on the podcast in February for Love Month. And she's written 45 novels. She's great. Hannah Howell is great. Stephanie Lawrence, she can be a little wordy, but she might be up to your taste. But there's so many really cool authors that you can listen to. And I'm telling you, it will take your mind off the kids, off the stress, off of the job. It'll take your mind off. Turn on your steamy, hot romance novel on Audible and let it play while you're taking your hot bubble bath, and then oil your skin and lotion your skin and make yourself smell pretty and feel good and put on a beautiful robe. You're going to be rocking your glam girl for 2018. Yes, you are. Would we ever steer you wrong on the Julie Tussie Show? No, we would not. Number four, In 2018, set yourself a schedule to have a date night every week. Have it with your friends or have it with your man, but have a date night where it's just a night out for you, where you can get dressed up, you can put on perfume, you can be all dolled up and feel really good about yourself. Not always a soccer mom, not always a yoga pants girl. Not always a working woman, right? So have a weekly date night. It's really important, Gary and I have been married for almost 23 years. We have raised 6 children, and we have 6 grandchildren, number 7 coming on the way. Yes, and I'm 30. I told you on the Julie Tussey Show, we're amazing. We're amazing, and we lie really well about that. But anyway, I have had a date night. I guess for 19 years, we've had a date night every week, unless one of us is ill or something like major catastrophe happens. We go on a date night and it's awesome. I love it. I love it. It's just what I look forward to all week long. And you know what? Okay, so we do it. We go like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday or a Thursday, and we do whatever it takes. That's what we do. And then we get in the restaurants and no one's there. So you don't have to do it from 7 to 9. You can kind of do it whenever it's convenient for you. But set yourself a date night, okay? Number 6 is dress sexier when you go out. You know you got that little black dress in the closet that you never wear. And of course, if you have formal gowns and all that's different, but just dress sexier and feel better when you're going out, and pull it out of the closet and wear what you have. You know, we buy so many things, leave the tags on, and then we never wear them. And they're in the back of the closet because we feel like we don't have an event to wear them. So create an event mentality when you're going out and dress up and take pictures and take selfies and pose with your girlfriends, and you're going to feel so much better. See, I'm teaching you how to be a great glam girl in 2018. You're going to love it. Here's another one. Plan a party that you host and throw in 2018. Isn't that a great idea? I love it. I mean, I don't care if you create a luau. I don't care if it's a book club. I don't care. Whatever you're into, plan a party and get your friends to come. And if you're on a budget, ask them to bring a dish to pass. Okay, so then all you got to do is buy some chips and dip or some chips and salsa and serve one thing, and everybody else brings something, and bring your own drinks and have fun. But plan a party and become a hostess. That's right. You know, hostesses are super important and valuable, and they're like lost lately, in my opinion. I just don't see that many women hosting a great party. And set a dress code for it. Tell them it's like dressy casual, or go party dresses. Do a 1980s theme. Do something fun and exciting. Doesn't that sound great to make your 2018 fun? Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm so excited. Number 7 is buy some sexy high heels. Okay, girl, maybe you got a whole bunch, but maybe you don't. If you don't have sexy high heels that you absolutely love, save a little bit of money and go buy you a fantastic pair. I was just in Michael Kors store in the mall, and he has the most fantastic, and I have to have a pair, but I can only imagine how much they're going to cost. But the whole entire back heel is, I guess 4 or more inches tall. And it is gold and it is chunky. And then it's a black velvet open toe shoe with a platform wedge in the front, so you don't have such an incline for your foot, so they're more comfortable. All the girls were wearing them and they were absolutely beautiful. But you got to get you one hot, sexy pair of high heels. Number 8. Wear your jewelry. You know what? There's so many women that have so much jewelry, and I'll see them out and they don't even wear them. My theory is, if you don't have earrings and a diamond ring bling with a watch and bracelet on, you're naked. and you need to not go out in public naked. You all know I sell Premier Designs jewelry, and you can check that out at julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. You can shop and get anything you want, and it's fantastic, high quality jewelry that's got a designer influence. It's beautiful, and like one necklace will turn into three or four looks, but lots of beautiful pieces. I am a jewelry girl. I am a glam girl who has to have jewelry. And so if you have jewelry, wear it. If you don't, let's get you some because, oh my goodness, it'll just make you feel so good about yourself. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. So wear your jewelry and wear it out. I don't care if you have on a t-shirt, jeans, and a flip-flops. You put on some diamond earrings or some big old hoops or something that just speaks to you, some trendy pair of earrings, even if your hair's up in a messy bun, and get out your lipstick and go for it. Put on your eyeliner and go for it and look really, really cute. You got to take care of yourself because you're a beautiful glam girl. Number nine is buy a great and new shade, a current shade of lipstick, and wear it every single day for a week. I was talking with our oldest daughter, and she said that where she went to work, her boss was always saying, put on your lipstick, put on your lipstick, because she didn't wear it every day, and she looks beautiful in her lipstick. And so she kind of influenced her. She wasn't forcing her to do it, but they were friends, and she kept saying, put on your lipstick. And so she said now that she's gotten used to it, she is rocking it. She said, I've got four brand new lipsticks in my purse. And I said, oh, good, because I forgot that all I had in my purse was red, and I didn't want to wear it today. We were at a Christmas party, and she said, here, you want to borrow mine? I said, yes, I do. I don't go a day without my lipstick. Sometimes it is nude. Sometimes it's a nude color. But, oh, the warm chocolate browns and the matte colors. And I'm telling you, you know what? I know that you can pay $28 for a Clinique lipstick or Lancome or whatever. And if you want to, you go for that. But I'm going to tell you, for 10 years, all I wore was nude because everything I put on would bleed. And I could not stand it. I tried lip liner first. I tried everything. So I quit wearing everything except nude. And I thought, oh man, I'm just so old. I can't wear anything. And then I went out and went shopping, oh, I don't know, a year ago, 6 months ago. And Maybelline has the most awesome current colors for $5.49 or $5.79. And they do not bleed. They do not melt. They do not come off easily. They are beautiful. So yes, Maybelline, you can send me a royalty check. But fantastic. So go get you some Maybelline lipstick and wear it for a week. And if you do the wear it for a week challenge with me, let me know. Let me know, julietussey@gmail.com. I want to know what you're doing with that. Number 10, get a fashion magazine, read it, and choose one fashion trend you will add to your wardrobe in 2018. There's beautiful, beautiful magazines out there. In Style is one of my more favorite ones. I like them all. I'm telling you, I like them all, but that's a great one. But find something that they're doing. You can go back to our fall forecast. There's a podcast of the New York Spring Fall Fashion Week, and we will be doing a spring one also. But you can go back and learn what's really hot. Metallics are hot. Velvets are hot. Everything. There's just so much gorgeousness going on. It's almost overwhelming. Number 11, buy a metallic purse or boots and wear them with your lipstick and your eyeliner and your jewelry. Number 12. Wear a vibrant red nail polish. Right now is the time. I'm telling you, in the middle of winter, I go to the nail salon and I get a very sparkly based red, like candy apple red, or I get one with no sparkle at all, and I wear a candy apple red, and I rock it. I rock it, and people, women stop me. They stop me over my nails when they're red, or when I do anything with a metallic base. It's amazing and beautiful, and you're gonna feel so good about yourself. Number 13. If you're struggling with your weight or feeling overweight, lose weight and exercise. Make a plan. Yep, that's everybody's number one in the nation. Like 41% or 42% of all people in America make this their New Year's resolution. But if you're going to make the resolution, listen next week to the resolution solution. Also, if you have struggled with your weight, go check out my episodes 47, 48, and 49. It was a three-part series called Tired of the Struggle, How I Finally Lost Weight, and I share some of my secrets. And I plan on losing at least 25 more pounds this year. Number 14. Get a consultation with a plastic surgeon if you have a problem area that is hindering you from being your real self. Now, I'm not talking about just, all of a sudden you want to look like a Barbie doll, but I am talking about that there are definitely wonderful plastic surgeons. We work with Dr. Wells in Lexington, Kentucky, and sometimes you can lose all the weight you want, but that little tummy's not going to go away, or maybe your eyes are hooded and they're getting heavier and that's not going to go away. Maybe you just need some great skin care. Just, go have a consultation. It's free to go, and it doesn't mean you've committed to anything, but my theory in life is do everything you can do to take care of yourself. And then if you reach a point where no matter what you do, it's not going to change, and it really hinders your life, and it really subdues you from being who you are and being that outgoing, beautiful, wonderful person you are, go fix it. No big deal. That's what they're there for. Number 15, love yourself more. In 2018, love yourself more because you are fantastic. You are here for a purpose. You're not a mistake or an accident. You are valuable and precious and important. So do some things to love yourself more. Take time for yourself and give yourself a break, okay? You don't have to be perfect. Just love yourself more. Number 16, love on somebody else. And take that any way you want, but reach out to those around you and love them. Show the love, and it will come back to you. And last one, number 17, work on living your life to the fullest. Change your schedule, change your job, change friends, lower your debt, go to college, find your dream and follow it, whatever it takes. This is your life and you only get one. You all know that's how I sign off the program. And I really, really, truly believe that. Do something to make yourself laugh. Watch comedies, read jokes, listen to comedians, and make yourself happy. Find what it is that's going to make you happy because you deserve it. You deserve it. Well, I'm so glad that you took time to listen today. I hope you liked my Glam Girls New Year's resolution list. We're going to have a lot of very exciting things coming up in 2018 on the Julie Tussey Show. I've got, I think for the month of January, we're going to be doing Fit and Fabulous. We're going to talk about all kinds of different ways to feel great and to get in shape and to look the way you want to look, but most of all, take care of your health. In February, we're going to have Love Month, and that is so fun. And it's like, Love Month, baby. Love Month. So we're going to give you some romantic ideas and talk about some fun things. We're having Julia London on. We're going to be doing a Women in Business this year. All kinds of great things. I think you're going to really enjoy it. If you're listening today and you enjoyed the program, please leave us a review on iTunes. If you're on Android, you can find us on Podbean, I think it's called, and Stitcher. We come straight out of the internet on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us there, but please share with your friends and family about the Julie Tussey Show and let them know we're here, because our whole motive, my whole motive in life with this podcast, is to make you laugh and give you great information. I want you to feel good about yourself, and I want you to know that there is a plan and a purpose and a destiny for you, and you can be everything you were created to be. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest. We are Aging Wells on the Julie Tussey Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age Wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show. After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Connect with us on social media at Facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show.
home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show. For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get fit.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.